And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of April, 2012. It's the birthday of Roy Orbison, born in Vernon, Texas, in 1936. The birthday of Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. His family fled the Bolshevik Revolution, settled in England, then in Berlin, where he fled the Nazis in 1936, settled in the United States. He taught college through the 40s and 50s until 1961, and the success of his novel Lolita enabled him to retire to Switzerland and write full-time until he died in 1977. And today is the day we celebrate the birthday of William Shakespeare. Stratford-upon-Avon, England, 1564. He was baptized on the 26th of April, so we assume his birthday is right around today. His father, a successful glover and farmer, family comfortable. Shakespeare went to school at the local school, studied Latin, classic literature, history at the age of 18, applied for a marriage license with Anne Hathaway, who was 26. The marriage was rushed. 6 months later, Anne gave birth to a daughter named Susanna. 2 years later, she had twins, Judith and Hamnet. Nobody knows when or why Shakespeare left for London. May have been in trouble for poaching deer, may have been running away from an unhappy marriage. Still others think he was just ambitious. By 1592, we find his name in print, praised by another playwright. 2 years later, he was writing his plays for the Lord Chamberlain's Men, a troupe owned by a group of actors, including Shakespeare. Most of his plays were performed at the Globe Theatre, which we know had 20 sides, a diameter of about 100 feet. It could seat about 3,000 people. It had an open section right in front of the stage, no seats, no roof, and the groundling stood there. They paid very little for a ticket. They were free to drink and eat and shout at the actors and do whatever they wanted to do. Shakespeare acted in many of the plays himself. We don't know what roles he played. He is said to have played the ghost in Hamlet. In all, he wrote 38 plays and the famous sonnets, died in 1616 at the age of 52. George Bernard Shaw was not an admirer. He thought Shakespeare's philosophy was empty, incoherent, that he was a superficial, rather ignorant writer. Tolstoy thought Shakespeare was a big disappointment, rather tedious. Voltaire said Shakespeare was a savage with some imagination, but popular only in England. So if you dislike Shakespeare, you are in excellent company. Here's a sonnet for Shakespeare's birthday. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh, no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.